Enlivening Musings and the Pleasure Fairy, here to inspire more daily pleasure and aliveness into your life. Amp up your zhuzhiness. Invite your weird out to be loved on for radical self-love, enhancing your life and relationships. Go to crystalfranco.com for free and paid experiences. It's understandable to be scared. Change, transition, evolution, evolving yourself, growth, all of that stuff is scary. It's the unknown, it's the mystery, and being able to embrace the mystery of life is powerful and amazing. And it's the invitation to keep tuning into your heart and what it truly desires. Welcome to Enlivening Musings. I'm Crystal, and today I'm going to dive into some of the fears that have come up with people when they are a little bit, they're on their edge of wanting to dive into really big growth, into doing like the type of work that I do, play in this area of expansion, stepping into the mystery of life and all of that jazz. So one of the things that has come up in my sphere in the last week has been multiple conversations around the concept of tuning into what I desire and how that may then change my life in a way that seems maybe like I don't want it that way. So, you know, being a Manny Jen, I am responding to what the world gives me and seeing this and responding to this with these few people who have brought this to my attention is making it top of mind. So here I'll kind of try to lay it all out. So when, first of all, when we're on like a growth edge, we know that things are going to look differently than they did before. And our nervous system wants to keep us safe. So it repeats all the old patterns. It's the same with like when people are trying to like manifest more money or do something like that, right? Like, it's like, why am I not there yet? And it's because our nervous system keeps us where we're comfortable, even if it's not serving us, even if it's not exactly what we desire. So, of course, got to throw my little caveat in here, is that it all starts with the nervous system. We have to play with the nervous system as the foundation of everything. Other side note, tangent, I had a client today, actually, and I was talking about that, how it seems like the nervous system and the gut are like the roots of everything. And actually, that came up with a client earlier this week too. So maybe we should talk about that someday. Okay, so nervous system, foundation, it just ties into everything. Like, you've got health things going on, you've got like growth edges of your spiritual self, you know, even just like your physical self, whatever it is, you want to be fine-tuning your nervous system. All right, so once we're like, okay, this is still what I want to desire, this is still what I want to focus on, is like whatever this desire is that I'm wanting to bring into my life, and it's making me uncomfortable, and it's making me so I don't even want to work with that person or read that book or have this body work session or whatever it is, because I'm terrified that if that happens, then something else is going to happen that I don't really like, even though it could be for my greater good and thus for the greater good of all. So I see this a lot in like the intimacy, relational coaching world, where people are terrified that if they are going to do this type of work, that they will have to break up with the person that they're with. And I've always found that to be so valid because, you know, when you're growing and you're growing in a different direction, it is a possibility that that could be one of the outcomes. And I want to also say that it's so cool when that's actually not the outcome. And the thing is, and this is the big truth here, is that when you are inviting something into your life and you are being that inspiration and you're tuning into your heart's desire and you're holding that vibration, you're inviting that other person to step into all of that. And that does happen. And it is also a thing where I've seen people where they're just inspired, you know, they're doing their thing and it just simply inspires their other person to do other healthy things that make their life better. And then in turn, the entire relationship just blossoms in this cool new way that neither of them anticipated or had like a thought that that's how it could go. So the fear is valid, and there's like so many other possibilities that could happen. And so the invitation is to not hold yourself back because, I mean, it's true. Like change, evolution, all of that stuff is scary. It's scary to step into like our edges and go into growth and go into expansion and focus on our desires. We're being in the curiosity. We're being in the mystery. And the mystery is unknown and it makes us so uncomfortable. And yet the invitation is to keep tuning into your heart's desire because that's where the gold is. That's where the magic is. That's where you want to be living from, is from what is true for you in your heart for all that you desire. And it's okay that everything out here is a little bit scary, that it is the mystery, that it is unknown. And that's why we want to focus on the nervous system, because then that's our foundation so we can keep going to our center. And when you're in your center, you can trust the process of life. You can trust that things for your greater good are for the greater good of the whole, even if it's going to bring any sort of uncomfortable situations into your world. And none of this makes any of that easy or makes it so it doesn't happen. But what's happening is when you're tuning into yourself, your desire, your heart, and you're fine-tuning your nervous system so you're getting to your center, then you're able to handle more of life. You're being able to bring in more of what you want. You're being able to then get back to that aliveness and being able to live more congruently with yourself, more like connected to your own vitality and your own energy, and you're able to bring more of what you desire into your life. So again, the invitation is to keep tuning into your heart, keep tuning into your desires, keep grounding into your own center and moving and living from that place. Of course, tied into just like the nervous system and all of this is that foundation of self-love. It makes it so much easier when we can like be in that place of having our own bucket filled so that all that external outside noise doesn't affect us so much. And again, it doesn't mean it never affects you. It means it's easier to get back to your baseline. It's easier to get back to your center. So when all of these crazy things are being thrown at you, you're able to be like, whoa, and then come back to you, filter through any of that. Where are their truths? Where do I need to grow? Blah, blah, blah. And then you're back at your center and you can move forward and keep going. All right. I totally want to know how this is landing for you. If you're wanting to dive into more of like the self-love, more of the nervous system stuff, if you're wanting to even just like tune into that vibration of what is it that I'm even desiring? I mean, this is something I love doing on one-on-one calls because we get to really weed through the stuff and get to what is that thing? What is the thing that you're really wanting to focus on? And can we get into a felt state of that? And then you want to bring that as a focus for yourself. And then when you're continually focusing on that, you can know that life can bring that to you. It just might not be in the form that you're expecting, you know? So that's the mystery of life. So again, like with one-on-ones, that's like a great way to like really tune into that, but you can do this on your own. And if you want more support with just like that foundation, the nervous system, any of the self-love, you know where to find me for radical self-love. I'm here. And if you have any just like random takeaways or anything, I recommend saying them out loud. And then if you want to, you can DM me on Instagram at the Crystal Franco. I love hearing them and I'll respond to you. I like being accessible as well. So I am wishing you so much fun in tuning into your desires, letting any of the fear of the growth and the edges and the expansion and everything just kind of right off of you so you can get back into the felt state of whatever it is you're wanting to have more of in your life, or maybe it's something you've never had before and you're just like, ooh, I want a taste of that. Yeah, so cheers to that, and I will talk to you next time. Mwah. Thanks for tuning in. Share this with a friend to spread the love. Connect with Crystal on Instagram at TheCrystalFranco or on her site, crystalfranco.com. Enjoy.